Chairman Brandon Nelson. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, motorcycle safety, and bonuses for critical career fields. As the season turns to summer, motorcycle riders at Aviano Air Base look forward to riding through beautiful scenery along world-class mountain roads. However, special considerations should be made while operating motorcycles overseas to ensure riders arrive at their destination safely.
While riding overseas, bikers need to be aware of narrower roads, blind intersections, and varying road surfaces and conditions. Bikers should be consistently monitoring weather conditions as they can change quickly while riding in mountainous or coastal areas. Military motorcycle riders are required to wear an approved helmet, eye protection, full finger gloves, above the ankle boots, and long sleeve shirts and pants while riding anytime on or off base. Master Sergeant Todd Bosley, Aviano Harley Owners Group member, explains how road conditions in Italy can be particularly hazardous for motorcycle riders.
The road conditions here in Italy are different than perhaps back in the States or even other European countries. So just keep in mind here in Italy, the roads, the construction of the roads, whatever they're made of, they're really slick. Even people in cars have experienced this, but it's especially prevalent when you're on a motorcycle. So just slow it down.
Bosley also says airmen with questions about motorcycle riding in Italy should contact their unit's motorcycle safety rep. I'm Airman First Class Richard Rubio, AFN News.
Bonuses for critical career fields. With your Air Force News, I'm Technical Sergeant Vernon Young. The Selective Retention Bonus List is targeting airmen in 73 different Air Force specialty codes for fiscal year 2024, including all career fields from the previous year's list. The program provides a monetary bonus for enlisted personnel who re-enlist in critical career fields with lower manning or retention rates and specialties involving extensive initial skills training and strict qualification requirements. Airmen can opt to re-enlist up to 12 months prior to their expiration term of service, with the flexibility to extend their contract up to 96 months. A recent update to the program's policy now enables the maximum allowable bonus per zone to be up to $180,000, with a career cap set at $360,000. Eligible members can elect to receive the bonus in partial payments or as a lump sum up front. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Senior Airman Brandon Nelson.